serve the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting your hearing, so just hang on. The next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Johnson, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record, please?
Senator R. Rodriguez, 138391.
Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Coming to the left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. And I am Michael Johnson, and I will be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office is Mr. Grady. You should see him up on the screen. Mr. Osborne, I'm sorry. You should see him up on the screen now, sir.
How you doing?
Good. Mr. Rodriguez, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do. I signed it.
Okay, so on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you along with Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision can be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, sir. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 by your distributing and selling prescription drugs, gabapentin, on or about October 18, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And, sir, the next allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about October 18, 2017 as directed on October 5, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapses in the criminal ways or company as he had been selling prescription drugs as well as didn't complete the substance abuse counseling program.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two of your hearing. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Rodriguez, to get any additional information or information that you would like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Rodriguez was released from DOC custody on September 15th of 2017. He was arrested on October 18th of 2017 at MRC on a tech violation and was turned back to our custody the same day with 0 gone days with a community supervision end date of February 17th of 2019. Current conviction, 2009, armed robbery, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1998, marijuana violation, 1 year. 1998, marijuana violation, 1 year. 1998, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, theft, 3 years, 6 months. 1998, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2001, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2003, burglary, 3rd degree, 4 years, 6 months. 2003, burglary, 3rd degree, 4 years. 2003, tamper with public record, 1 year, 6 months. And 2007, criminal trespass, 1st degree, 1 year, 9 months. He's had 5 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, 2000, TIF is standard, 1 month, 6 days. Return to custody and revoked. 2001, TIS absconder, 25 days, return to custody and revoked. 2005, TIS absconder, 2 days, return to custody and revoked. 2008, TIS check violator, revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with drugs, possession of drugs and narcotics, theft, and assault on staff noted. Other arrests, 1994, marijuana violation, AZ unknown. 1996, marijuana violation, AZ unknown. 1996, narcotic drug violation, AZ unknown. And he has a community risk score of G6 V8.
Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, when you were released on October 15th, you were released and approved to be at Reborn Assistance located at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix. And then on September 24th, you were discharged from Reborn due to recent drug use. Then on September 27th, you established residence at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, sir. Were you still at MRC prior to you being arrested, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't show that you had an employment in here. Were you working during that period of time?
Well, I have a job waiting for me at Manny 2.0. You can Google it if you want, but that job's paying me $50 a day, and it's part-time, so that would be good for me so I can go to my career criminal classes, the CHC classes that I need to go to that are mandatory. But I do have a job waiting for me. It pays $50 a day. And you can Google Manny 2.0. It's by Cave Creek and Cactus Road.
So what would you be doing there, sir?
What I do is I'm a driver, and I pass out flyers all around town for the tattoo shop. It's a tattoo shop, and I pass out cards to people, and he pays me $50 a day. It's a real good tattoo shop, and it's a friend of mine.
Okay, so you didn't...
And he's trying to help me.
Okay, so Mr. Rodriguez, you weren't working before while you were out this last time, were you?
Yeah, I was working at Manny 2.0, I made $50 a day.
Okay. All right.
Before I went into the Maricopa Reentry Center, that's what I was getting.
Okay, so it says that you were assigned a random drug screening, assigned the color of a room. Then it says on September 25th, you failed to submit a urine sample to TASC. Then you submitted 6 negative urine samples on October 4th. You submitted 1 October 5th, October 6th, October 11th, October 13th. And October 17th, you submitted 6 negative urine samples. But this is, you would then refer to intake at a CAP for substance abuse, and you attended 2 CAP classes on October 5th and October 10th. You were also enrolled in the MRC 90-day program, and you were screened and accepted to the ITH program on 10-18. But you were discharged due to the offender disclosed that he purchased and sold the prescription medication in the 14, 30, and 90-day ITH program. So were you using drugs during that period of time, sir?
Yes, I was.
And what were you using?
I told my parole, sir, when I first went into the program that I used methamphetamines, but I need help. So he put me in the program, and I was trying to do my best there. And a couple of individuals approached me with these gabapentin pills, and I bought them. So I bought some, and I didn't really like them. I tried them, and I must say that when I got out of prison this first time right now, and the times in the I was never on my medication, so I have like 15 years of mental health issues, and it seems like every time I get out of prison, I'm not even taking my meds, but right now, I made an effort to get on my psych meds, so I'm out of now. That happened in Alhambra, where I asked to get on medication, and I even went to a watch, a suicide watch, because I wanted to get on the pills, and I think it would happen at a Maricopa Reentry Center is really bad, and I take responsibility for that, but now I'm on my mental health psych meds that I need to take, and I would like to just let you guys know that I do have mental health issues for over 15 years. I've been at Ash, Arizona State Hospital, and I really do have a great time and support with my sister. She's the one that found the reborn assistance for me.
Okay.
And, you know.
So Mr. Rodriguez, why did you purchase the gabapentin pills?
Well, I heard that the gabapentin pills are for nerve damage, and I have really bad feet. So I thought that maybe if I could take the pills, it would help me out. Because I'm already old, I'm 44 years old, and my feet are horrible, you know? So there's some people there that were offering to sell it to me, but it's just awful because I tried them a couple times, I didn't like them, and when they told me at staffing about it, I told them the truth. I told them, yeah, I bought some pills, but I wasn't selling them.
Well, it says that it did say that you sold them. Are you saying you didn't sell any of them, sir?
Well, what I did was when I bought them, I gave them to my friends. And it was like bartering and trading, but I didn't profit off it. I didn't make, those pills belong to a certain individual who got arrested too. And I'm sick. That's what happened. I got sick over there, and I didn't know what these pills were, but he said it would help me sleep. So I bought the pills, one time I sold some, and that was it. But it wasn't like I had them all of a sudden to everybody there. You know, I bartered and traded with one guy, and he gave me some food for him, and that was it. I gave up the hiding spot to the guys. The guy had a hiding spot, and I told the deputy warden, I told her that where the hiding spots were at, because they weren't even my pills. They were Dave Marquez. They were his pills, and I got caught up for it. It was like guilty by association, but I didn't lie to the warden. I told her the truth. I told her where the pills were at.
All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I just want to know a couple things. First, with gabapentin, that's my experience in training in these facilities. It's taken because if you take more than you're prescribed, it gives you a euphoric feeling. So it is a nerve blocker. It gives you a feeling of euphoria that slows things down. And also, while in the program, there are notes indicating that the other offenders in the program were intimidated by this subject because he was making sexual comments to them pertaining to his, if a good cellie is a cellie, it's always on his belly. And when other people would approach him at the program by other offenders, he would say, stay away from him, he's mine. And there were information reports written on this subject matter. So I just wanted to note that about the gabapentin and his attitude while at the MRC program.
Okay, so does the board have any additional questions? Okay, Mr. Yes, sir, Mr. Rodriguez. Yes, I'm going to just let me tell you something real quick. Mr. Rodriguez, the board's going to be going into discussing, sir, but prior to the board going into discussion, I want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board or any other information that you would want to present to the board that you haven't done already without repeating yourself, sir. So if you have something else, you can go ahead and state it at this time, Mr. Rodriguez.
Okay, thank you. I first want to say I'm very remorseful for being in front of you today, inviting release of my parole. I'd also like to take this opportunity to express my deepest concerns about my future recovery and successful transition as a productive member of society. I want to be in a program where I can be successful. I need the resources to be successful, which mostly come from me. I need resources too, but I also need resources in the community to be successful and take advantage of all the resources available to me in society. My sister is a great family support who found me Reborn Assistance, a 90-day commitment after house that is DOC approved, which is paid for, including all fees for a week in advance, where I have a bed space waiting for me at 2546 West Orangewood. Phone number is 602-433-2382. The contact person is Eric. I do have a driver's license with a clean 10-year MDR, a social security card. I'm job ready. I also have a smartphone, thanks to my sister, where I applied for a driving job online, waiting for me upon release. My EBT food stamp card is approved for the next 4 months at $197 per month, so I'm good on groceries and necessities. But my real goal is to stay clean and sober by doing a 90-day commitment at Reborn Assistance Halfway House, which is paid for a week in advance. I will even attend the Pima Reentry Center for an intensive treatment program for 90 days. I will even go to Duvray. In closing, I'm fully aware of the consequences if I lapse into my old ways of criminal thinking and behavior. Yes, I slipped and relapsed, and I feel very remorseful for that. But I want and need help. Please give me a chance to prove I can act right in society and live right by staying clean and sober, plus programming with the opportunity to further my education. Thank you for your time.
All right, Mr. Rodriguez, thank you. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. The board being discussing to determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. You'll be able to hear the discussion that the board's having, and when we are completed with our discussion, sir, we'll get back to you and let you know what the board's decision is. The board's now into discussion. Mr. Rodriguez, this is his fifth term at DOC. He states that he wants to get himself together and be a productive citizen. However, he's not showing any efforts. I don't feel as though he, in 2000, he was an absconder. In 2001, he absconded. In 2005, he absconded. And I believe it was in 2006 that he was revoked on a technical violation. And now he's back in there. He's out, and he's up on a technical violation. Again, it doesn't appear that he's making the effort that he needs to make in order to successfully complete his community supervision. Now, while being incarcerated, he's bought prescription drugs that weren't prescribed to him. He then sold those prescription drugs to other people. He said he didn't sell them or obtain anything. He said he was bartering, and he bartered with some friends of his to with the drugs. However, it goes, he did provide prescription drugs to other people at the facility. Therefore, based on the information that we have and based on his previous record of absconding and violation, tech violation on previous times, I don't feel that Mr. Rodriguez is suitable for community supervision at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I can agree with you, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to
move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Rodriguez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed or about to lapse in criminal ways as he was purchasing and supplying prescription drugs to other people, as well as using methamphetamine while being out on parole.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, the board has voted, sir, to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on February 17th of 2019, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you.